At issue is how to control the state's deer herd. The plan in place, until it was suspended this year, required hunters to earn a buck by first getting an antlerless deer. The owner of Buck Rub Outfitters in Waukesha is glad it's gone. As a member of the Hunters' Rights Coalition, Greg Kazmierski says it took the fun out of hunting.
I shot the first deer last year that I shot in 40-some years of hunting that I actually regretted shooting her because I knew the population there was way down. But there was that ever threat of earn a buck the following year.
Kazmierski served on the committee to find a workable alternative to earn a buck. That proposal now includes a longer gun season, 16 days instead of 9, and that's riled up another hunting group.
It's probably the most short-sighted thing I've ever seen.
Mark Tuso is a Roberts resident and president of the Wisconsin Deer Hunters Association. He says giving hunters a choice of which deer to shoot isn't the way to manage the deer herd.
The private landowners that won't shoot deer for whatever reason are driving up the population estimates, and therefore we have to have all these 16-day seasons. Earn a buck was the one measure that actually targeted those lands and brought the population down.
But earn a buck is not up for debate at the public hearings. What is, besides the longer gun season and how early it should start, is a longer archery season, new seasons for muzzleloaders, and a 10-day late December hunt that has other snow sports groups up in arms. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.